This is Earth and Sky with Janet Conrad of Columbia University on the neutrinos permeating our universe.
So, for example, there are 60 billion neutrinos right in front of your nose in the little cubic inch in front of your nose just at this very second. There are neutrinos all over the place, and if you give them even a little bit of mass, it's going to have a big effect in the way the universe actually works.
These days, a neutrino is believed to have a little mass, 1/10,000,000th the mass of a single electron in the outer portion of a single atom. But the combined mass of all neutrinos is thought to be greater than that of all the stars.
This is a case where you go out and you make many, many measurements on many different kinds of neutrinos, and you slowly piece together a picture, and we're just missing a few pieces, but the pieces are really important because it's like putting together a puzzle where you're missing the most important pieces right in the center. And we're hoping that when we plug in those pieces also, that we'll actually get a view which will give us a sense of a larger theory.
Conrad's work focuses on what she calls a neutrino matrix. The word matrix comes from the Latin for womb. It means something from which something else develops. In this case, the something else might be the fundamental components of our entire universe.
Our thanks today to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. I'm Deborah Bird with Joel Block for Earth and Sky.